Oh, hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening. Maybe it's even the middle of the morning or underneath the covers. Oh, I don't know. I'm getting all my words mixed up. But it's something very, very special because today is International Peace Day. But every day should be Peace Day, shouldn't it, Haim?
Absolutely. Every bay should be. Yes, I'm getting my words mixed now, too. Every day is Peace Day, and it starts with who? It starts with you.
Absolutely. It starts with who and you. And so what I would love to do today is what are three reasons? We're going to talk about three reasons why clowns have played such an important role throughout history and throughout civilization.
Good. Three reasons. Although we do know that there are many, 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 many reasons why clowns are important for society and humanity. But the first three.
Okay. Well, I don't know about the first three, but I'm going to speak about, did you know that in the 5th century, one of the emperors actually had a clown? It was a jester. The pharaohs had a clown as part of his court. Because at that point, you know, people were very, very, well, like they are now. There was a lot of tension. There was a different pandemic at that point. And throughout centuries, there's always been different types of pandemics. And what the clown has done is the clown has brought levity and life to life.
Which is exactly the thing that we need, because the pandemic, in many cases, is just a horrible case of too much seriosity.
Absolutely. But, you know, as people are dying, that's not funny.
No, of course it isn't.
It's absolutely not funny. However, as people are dying, when a clown is there, there tends to be a different mindset, a different, I don't want to say levity, but there's a different mindset. It's almost as if the doors are open to feel the grace and the beauty and to feel life the way it is, its presence and in the moment.
With the prime ingredient of gentleness and compassion and kindness.
You know, right now, there's a favorite person of mine who's about to leave their body. And when this has happened to me in the past, I've been around, oh, I don't know, over 1,000 people in my persona as a clown as they have died. And what's so beautiful is more often than not, there is a resignation. There is this sense of my life has been fulfilled. There's been an accomplishment because we go back into our womb, into our mother's womb, into the womb of Mother Earth. And then when we take our last breath, there's a grace and a beauty. So we started this program by talking about how the clown supports society. And you would never, ever think, what, having a clown while you're dying? But there is that cycle of life. And in fact, in the tarot deck, or someone may say tarot, T-A-R-O-T, the tarot deck, the fool, which is the clown, is also the beginning of the major arcana and the end. It's a zero. Now, there's been some incidences where you have had, where you have been with people that have been dying. And
yes,
there is that sense of joy. It's sad, but there's a sense of joy at the same time. Is
and
there not?
Very, very often a sense of serenity, acceptance, and compassion and love. Those feelings are almost palpable in a room where somebody is breathing their last. It is sacred, and it is so incredibly beautiful. So that release has nothing to do with laughter or what you might think is clowning. This is the sacred part of clowning that allows people to release without tension, without regret, just to breathe and go.
And so we come from the earth, and we go back to the earth. And our clown in MediClown Academy is the sacred clown. In fact, today, with our students, we spent some time in the forest where they became one with the leaves, with the bugs, and with the horses, with the dogs. And it's beautiful because you see how the anatomy, when you're seeing the muscles of the horse moving and our students are watching their own muscles moving, you are beginning to see the oneness, the oneness. And a few weeks ago, we saw a young horse die, but the spirit rose. So there's something very magical. So why do we need clowns in society?
Three good reasons to have a clown: acceptance, compassion, grace,
serenity. Yeah. And not to take ourselves so lightly. A clown nose is round. Why? Because the circle of life is round. Sometimes we go this way and that way, and our nungu noses are a little oblong. But a clown represents that heart connection and that connection to the gods. And on that note, shall we say goodbye?
Bye-bye for now.
And do a
fairy. We'll be back. Bye-bye for now.
And we'll do a very gentle laughter as we go out.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.